Blog Talk Radio.
That's what people don't understand about me. It ain't that I can make so many albums and just keep going. Like, how the fuck you do that? Because it's me. It's really me. Exactly. Like, I'm just talking what I go through. Whatever it is, and be it good, I might say the worst shit in the world, but it's me. True.
But then you saying shit that make people in the hood do crime. If you're not going, you're going to do it because you want to do it. But then, like, you don't help them. Like, you saying that you sold drugs, that you got a gun, that this, that, that.
My moms are not, yo, nigga, I'm it's all good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? More so now.
Them, you tell them the downfall of whatever's good.
Yeah, the evil.
Yeah, the bad side of it.
Yeah. It's heaven and then there's hell, nigga.
Yeah.
One day you cruising in the seven, the next day you... Your alibis ain't matching up. Bullshit catching up. You hit with the RICO, they repo that vehicle. Shit was all good just a week ago. About to start snitching, ain't you? Ready to start bitching, ain't you? I forgive you. I forgive you. Hustling just ain't you. Aside from the fast cars, honeys that shake their ass and balls. You know you wouldn't be involved with the underworld dealers, carriers of Mac Millie, East Coast bodyers, West Coast caterpillars, little monkey niggas turn gorillas. These are my rhymes, B.
Yeah.
This is my first album.
Kane is in the building.
Fuck with Hollywood Cole, I'm with Marley G, bro. Flying Hollywood chicks to my Hollywood shows. And I wanna tell you something that you probably should know. This that Slumdog Millionaire Bollywood flow. And my real friends never hearing from me. Fake friends write the wrong answers on the mirror for me. That's why I pick and choose, I don't get shit confused. I got a small circle, I'm not with different crews. We walk the same path, but got on different shoes. Live in the same building, but we got different views. I got a couple cars I never get to use. Don't like my women single, I like my chicks in twos. And these days, all the girls are down the road. I hit the strip club and all them bitches find a pole. Plus I've been sipping, so this shit is moving kinda slow. Just tell my girl to tell a friend that it's time to go.
So tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright. Now somebody show some money in this bitch. And I got my bees whipping like some honey in this bitch. Shit, shit. I got my gun in my boot purse. And I don't bust back because I shoot first. Meet me on the fresh train. Yes, I'm in the building. You just on the list of guest names. And all of my riders do not give a fuck. X Games. Guns turn you boys into pussies. Sex change. And I smoke till I got chest pain. And you niggas know I rep my gang like Jesse James. Women are possessive and they wanna possess rain. I've been fly so long I fell asleep on the fucking plane. Skinny pants and some Vans. Call me Triple A, get my advance in advance. Amen. As the world spinning, dance in my hands. Life is a beach, I'm just playing in the sand. Wake up and smell a pussy. You niggas can't see me, but never overlook me. I'm on the paper trail and ain't no telling where it took me. Yeah, and I ain't a killer, but don't push me. So tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright. Now somebody show some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. Shit, dick. I got my gun in my boot purse and I don't bust back because I shoot first. How do you say was never said?
old black woman, I bet that bitch look better red. Limping off tour cause I made more off my second leg. Motherfucking Birdman Jr., 11th grade. Ball on automatic start, I can hand it to Drake or do a quarterback draw. Wildcat offense, check the paw print. We in the building, you niggas in apartment. Now come on, be my blood donor. Flow so nice, she ain't gotta put a rug on her. Do it big and let the small fall under that. Damn, where you stumble at? From where they make gumbo at? Hang, got the fucking feet jumping like a jumping jack. And you know me, I get on this bitch and have a heart attack. Hip hop, I'm the heart of that. Nigga, nothing short of that. President Carter, tell me money, Democrat. Now tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and on the other side above it. We own it. Young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright, now somebody shoot the money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. Shoot it. And I got my gun in my boot purse. And I don't bust back because I shoot first.
All our life, fighting for all our life. All of our chances in the right, cause we're not perfect, we're flaws, and we're not Christ. You can call it sacrifice. Man just wants the mama knife. One gun to the kids, them not the ghetto. Life is a fucking paradise. Man with a love, I care if you drive. Yo, that shoes, they're on my side. I'm a brother shoes, that's how we do it now, I cheer. So we still have to survive. JPS just cut the lights out. We don't know how to turn on the fight. My future no rise up. Life just to ask me for sure my mind. We still stand strong. Still stand strong. Man strength of my life, we never weak out when the rough days by. Still stay strong, still stay strong. Man, straight for my life, me never weak out when the rough days on, yeah. Bit too young to make a change, so me used to wish to move my peeps, I'm out the ghetto, every youth for rich. Another night without the food, dog me used to this. And we don't fight and we don't lose, but me not new to this. Mommy, when I couldn't find the money, cool with it. So you got me must buy a house with a pool in it. Yeah, if you're not busy, give me a few minutes. Protect me, eh? But my gun, me have to move with it. Cause when my band, me never band with one spoon in it. My friend, them gone and them a some grave, them soon dig it. More time, we could have find lunch money. Then I'm not sure when school finish. We still stay strong. Still stay strong. Man, swear for my life, me never wake out when the rough days high. We still stay strong. Still stay strong. Man, stay for my life, me never weak up when your rough days on, yeah. Still stay strong. Still stay strong. Man, stay for my life, me never weak up when your rough days on. Still stay strong. Still stay strong. Man, stay for my life, me never weak up when your rough days on, yeah. Thank you.
Peace out there, Blog Talk. What's poppin'? I'm going live on the gram right now, too. What's going on with y'all? yeah. Another now I go. So what I'm gonna do is I wanted to tackle a few things today, but it's getting a little chaotic. So the first thing I wanna do is really talk about what's going on out in Illinois. Let me say this. I'm tired of people providing wrong information. And, you know, this just has to stop. So I'm in the, let's clear up some incorrect information today. I don't know nothing about that as far as what they just wrote right there. But it's something going around about Illinois and how you can basically do whatever you want in Illinois right now. So I think they were saying non-detainable offenses under the Safe Dash T Act, right? This is the foolishness. So someone posted the following crimes would become non-detainable offenses after the Safety Act goes into effect, meaning that criminals will be allowed to be charged with and released for these crimes without bail. What they saying. But here it lists out second degree murder. Somebody commit second degree murder in Illinois come January 1st. There's no consequence. Drug induced homicide, arson, aggravated battery, kidnapping, burglary, robbery, intimidation, right? Aggravated DUI, aggravated and evading, drug offenses, threatening a public official. And this is all from the Safety, Accountability, Fairness, and Equity Today Act, right? Let me read through actually what's going on in Illinois, because people on YouTube, social media, IG, like I said, this is not where I wanted to go, but I'm just in the dispelling mode today, so we're going to dispel. Before I do that, too, just let y'all know the Telegram link is up. So if y'all want to join our non-member Telegram group, you can join that. And then for those that are in membership, we have a membership group for y'all that I revamped. So I'm getting that information out to people as we speak. And then YouTube, I've been slow to foot with that, and I'm so annoyed. But there's some things that I'd like to do that I haven't really learned yet, so I'm still trying to pursue some of that, right? Once I figure it out, then I'll start posting properly on YouTube. And I'll put the link up in our bio. So it's on the bio if you want to see what's available. And then as I make these things available, you'll have access to them. I am thinking about doing what I said I would do, which is to start dispelling some of these things. Then what I was intending to do is, actually, I'll just show y'all. So it'll be a mixture of, you know, the work that I've done and then taking a look at some of the other people's work as well. All right. So this is what it says. In January 2021, they came up with the Safety Act. This legislation marks a substantial step forward dismantling the systemic racism that plagues our communities. This is what we're trying to say. Our state and our nation, and brings us closer to true safety, true fairness, and true justice. This is what the governor had to say, right? So as it goes into more details, they say many verified readers have since reached out to the team to ask if it's true that the law eliminates, well, what are they talking about, bail in this state. So citing recent viral social media posts, right? This is what's going on. So what have we found? So what they found was the conditions of the trial release, it's pretrial, right? Shall be that the accused will appear to answer the charge in court at a time and place specified in pretrial release form and thereafter as ordered by the court until discharge on final order of the court and to submit himself to the orders and process of the court. So whoever is putting out this information that you can just commit homicide, or kill somebody, or kidnap somebody, or violate somebody in Illinois and just get away with it is foolish. Right? There is no such thing as a non-detainable offense. One of the spokesmen for the government told Verified in an email, because this is what I'm looking at, just Verified, right? So the Safety Act states that a person will only be detained when it determines that the defendant poses a specific real and present threat to a person or has a high degree of willful flight. That's never going to change, y'all, right? So people can carry on whichever way they want to, but that's never going to change. I was looking for Six to come on the live, but I don't see him, so I'll do something different. But that's never going to change, y'all, right? So the law also says those charged with a forcible felony offense for which a sentence of imprisonment without probation, periodic imprisonment, or conditional discharge is required by law upon conviction can be denied pretrial release. So they're telling you right here. Oh, peace, Six. I see you now. Yeah, let me chop it up with you before I get on the blog talk. I know on the blog simultaneously, but I am focusing on IG now. Yeah, there you go. What's happening, bro? You good? 5 minutes since we did a live, Six. Been a hot minute. it's been a hot minute. Hey, listen, what'd you think about all this confusion that's going on in Illinois? It's already hot out there. Like, people going ham out there. What do you think about what's going on with this Safety Act and how people are clout chasing for likes and all of this stuff on IG? They're posting incorrect information. What's up, bro? Right? What do you think about that? Absolutely, because it's creating chaos. Right? It's creating chaos. People think that you can run to Illinois and do this. First of all, what happened to Rule 902, which makes it applicable to everywhere else, even if it's not in the state of Florida or in the state of Texas or in the state of Kentucky or whatever the case may be? What stops that? It's already there, right? If it's good for Illinois, it's good for anywhere else, right? What happened to that? People need to stop with this foolishness, right? But I wanted to clear the air that, you know, I put it up on my page so people can...
County in the search for a missing mother. Authorities say...
I don't know. What the hell is paying?
...car and body in a wooded area in Texas. We've confirmed that...
Yeah, we're not going to do that. So the whatever link they got on that page just started talking. Yeah, so at the end of the day, all I'm saying is people need to stop with the disinformation. So before we end this live, because I'm not staying on here, I wanted to get into another issue that is at hand. And I don't know if you know anything about citizenship and nationality, bro. But I want to talk about that. You know, what is the difference, if there is one, and what is really going on with everybody claiming to be a non-citizen U.S. national? What's really going on? We discussing right now the difference between nationality, at least non-citizen nationals, U.S. nationals, and U.S. citizens, right? What's the difference? So you telling me that I shouldn't go and get a non-citizen national passport? That's what you're telling me? That's going to put me on the do not detain, is going to provide a lot of perks. That's what you're telling me, not to do that? Talking to you, Six. That's what you're telling me? Can you hear me? Hello? Sit. You see my mouth moving. You can hear me? This is crazy. Did they cut my feed? Let me put it in the chat. Can y'all hear me? But yeah, that's what happened. They cut his feed. It wasn't my feed. They cut his feed. Or they just cut the whole feed. I don't know what's going on. Why is this? Every time I bring up a topic, they do this. This is crazy, yo. You drop, okay. Because I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened, Six. You just got, man. So they cut my feed just now, as always. And all I'm talking about is Non-Citizen National. Yeah, they had dropped you. So I was talking, but nobody was responding to me, too. I'm asking anybody if they can hear me. So what's the difference between the U.S. citizen and the Non-Citizen National? That's what I was. What'd you say, boy? Be careful. Be careful. I think you might offend a lot of people because a lot of people marketing there is such a difference. So you're saying there is no such difference? I'm going to go to the code. Let me see what the code have to say. Before I get into all of this stuff, I got to read some of this. Because everybody likes codes, right? Just, give me the codes. I want to know the codes. The codes tell me what it is. So I'm going to go to some codes because I want to know. People don't understand that, but I'll break that down another time. That's not now. I'll leave that alone for, I'll just leave that alone for a second because I want to start the part, but I don't want to, like, you know, turn the pot over. I just want to stir it. You know, just want to stir it, man. Right, so peep this. So where is it? Let's see. Ineligible or national of the United States. All right. So they don't want to give me a non-citizen national definition. It looks like, but watch this. First, the term national means a person owing permanent allegiance to a state. That's what a national is. Your allegiance is to a state, right? Then when you give up your state allegiance, you become a non-citizen national. So the term national of the United States means a citizen of the United States or person who, though not a citizen of the United States, owes permanent allegiance to the United States. And that's y'all USC codes, right? So I took it a step further, and I went to Wiki, right? Because Wiki is so simple. But before I go into Wiki, I'm Googling everywhere. U.S. non-citizen national. I need to know what it is. A U.S. non-citizen national means a person on whom U.S. nationality. What nationality? But not U.S. citizenship has been conferred at birth under 8 U.S.C. 1408. There I go. I just need a code. Let me see if they give me a different way. Same thing. Means a person on whom U.S. nationality, not citizenship, U.S. citizenship has been conferred at birth following that 8 U.S.C. under the law or treaty and who has not subsequently lost such non-citizen nationality. Excuse me. Then they get into the passport. I don't want to go there yet. I don't even want to go there yet, right? Because we got passports issued to nationals only. A passport may be issued only to a U.S. national. Unless authorized by the department, no person may bear more than one valid passport. A regular passport is issued to a national of the United States. hold on. I don't see nothing that makes this, you know. I don't see nothing that makes this the it or the bee's knees. Now, people might take offense to the fact that I'm speaking on the fact, at least you say, that there's no difference between a citizen and a non-citizen national. And how do we know that? Because they get their passport through what? The same agency, right? The same exact agency. So let me go to Wiki before I get into some of these deeper resources. Let me just go to Wiki real quick. I got to find it. All right. So Wiki. I'm telling you. I lost this in here. I got to do it again. So non-citizen U.S. national. All right. So they go right to the difference between citizenship and nationality. And they're saying their Immigration Act, right, made a minor. Did you hear what that word is? Minor. It didn't say major. Minor distinction between U.S. state citizenship and U.S. nationality. Minor. Citizenship comprises a larger set of privileges, let's just be real, privileges and rights for those persons that are U.S. citizens, which is not afforded to individuals that are only United States nationals by virtue of their rights under the INA. Now, let's see how crazy this shit is, right? Because I don't know, and I'm just going through. So U.S. national versus U.S. citizen. I'm going to just read this segment right here, and then we'll hop off back to Blog Talk. Watch it. When it comes to the United States, U.S. citizens are U.S. nationals. What do they say? They're one and the same, right? Still not all U.S. nationals are U.S. citizens, since U.S. law states a national as what an international is, a person owing permanent allegiance to a state and having an outlying possession to the United States. So the best example is U.S. nationals from American Samoa and the Swain Island, right? Part of the American Samoa. And individuals born outside of the United States to two U.S. national parents. Likewise, a person born outside the United States one U.S. national parent and one alien parent. So they give them the same break. A U.S. national has an irrevocable right to reside in the territory of the United States without limitation. A U.S. national can become a citizen via naturalization. It's important to note that U.S. nationals can vote in a United States election or hold office. Now, let's just, you know, this is just for fun. Are you considered a non-citizen U.S. national? You are if you are born in one of the following countries. Puerto Rico, Guam, U.S. Virgin Islands, the Philippines. What does it say, America? What does it say, the continental U.S.? I don't know why y'all want to continue to fall for the okey-doke. What is a passport? Let's talk about that for a minute. What is a passport, Six? That's a tough question I just put on you, but I'm just asking anyway. I got to Google this shit because I got to know. You want me to read some of these definitions? These definitions is crazy. Go ahead, give it to me. Okay. Before I get into that, let me stay surface for a second, because this is what people understand. A passport is an official document issued by a government identifying a citizen. Sometimes I know I can't read, so I got to read that again. An official document issued by a government identifying a citizen. Wait. That's because didn't even get the rest of the sentence. I just paused at the first comma. Think. Keep this. Official document issued by a government identifying a citizen certifying his or her nationality. It sounds like it's one and the same. So here's the confusion. Everyone that claims to do this give up their true nationality of their state and jumps to the feds. They got 5 stars on their passport cards. They are on do not detain us. The passport, a license for importing goods. Sick to keep messing with the feed. I'm going to stop right there. Peace, y'all. Join us on Blog Talk. I'm going to go over. Cause I don't know what they keep trying to feed for. Y'all know I forgot I'm on Blog Talk, right? Because I'm over here typing away, not paying attention to Blog Talk. So, my bad, y'all. All right, so I got some people that want to chat with me. So, let me jump right in. Going to 305 and a 901. 305-97-901-270. I'm in both of y'all in at the same time. So let's just do that. Peace, y'all. Peace, peace, peace. What's poppin'?
Peace.
What's good with y'all?
Man, they didn't like their live.
But this is why I don't even do it, man. I want to, but it's like almost pointless because they keep just cutting my feed every time I say something. But what y'all think about that topic, though?
I mean, you know, it's pretty straightforward. There's no doubt about that.
Pretty straightforward. Man, look, people got to stop the madness now. Just stop. There's one issue with people are being told this, but the people are not actually looking for themselves.
Listen, man, when you got some of these so-called gurus pouring these down your throat, what are you expecting to do? You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is, right?
You know, it's interesting, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I am by me. Right.
Go ahead.
And by no means am I an expert, but, you know, common law, common sense. I mean, come on. Like the part you were talking about as far as that a new law and what have you, a recent law, it's like, no, you can't go out there and just, you know, violate people. I mean, you know, common sense.
Okay, so you're talking about the Illinois thing.
Right, right. And,
okay,
and
I got
from the Illinois piece, you know, separate from the Illinois piece, it's kind of like the one State Department that's processing all the paperwork. And to your point, I mean, it's the government ID issued to a citizen.
So, you know, what floors is just that? Exactly what you just said. The fact that you get a document from these agencies and for some reason you feel accomplished. Why is that? Why do we keep looking to someone else for acknowledgement? All right. Let me get down to...
That's the level of indoctrination.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah, that's a cycle that really needs to be broken.
Well, let me try to break that tonight. Y'all don't have to listen to me, right? Everybody out there, this is where I'm going to go. I'm gonna start talking. I'm going to start presenting on these things. So what I'm going to do is YouTube, I'm going to start airing out some of the processes being taught. And wherever there is misconception, I'm going to start presenting that. It's going to be more controversial for people because I'm literally going to be, you know, letting people know whether or not something is actually correct or not. And if it's effective, you get what I'm saying? What what I find fascinating is, and this is not even the copy I got right here, so let me just make sure. I started reading about the passport and I got distracted. So sorry about that. What I'm saying is, I'm gonna start the YouTube videos, and we're gonna do just kind of like that review, right? Have somebody talk, they spill, and then I'll do a review on it, right? Or I'll give some commentary on it. And we'll start that tonight from the perspective of talking about the passport. So I'm going to take the gloves off tonight a little bit and reach for some of these sensitive topics. And they're sensitive to me, right? Because I don't necessarily like divulging information that people they abuse or they misuse, right? Let me see if this gives it to me real quick. I'm clicking through some screens here. But I want to talk about the word passport for a second. The word passport is formed of two French words. Two. Passer, to pass a port or harbor. Like, people got to understand what we're dealing with. Originally, it meant permission to leave a port or harbor or sail into it, and this was extended to include generally permission of egress and of passage. In the strict non... I'm about to butcher this word. Non-mecular intentional law, passports were classed with those documents known as safe conduct or letters of protection. Open up your passport and look at what it says. By which the person, the enemy, might be rendered safe and inviolable. Listen.
Wow.
Passport. Hold on, before I get to that, these may be given to carry on the peculiar commerce of war, or for reasons which have no relation to it, which terminate with the person himself. So let's go with a broader definition of what a passport is. A broader definition is, listen up, a document issued by competent civil authority granting permission to person specified in it to travel or authenticating his right to protection. None of these definitions, however, accurately describe the American passport as it has been granted by this government since its formation under the Constitution. It's granted under the Constitution. In the time of peace, a law-abiding American citizen has always been free to the American passport. I don't know. No, I'm sorry. Free to leave the country without the permission of the government. And under the same condition, foreigners have always been permitted to travel or sojourn within our borders. Boundaries without a permissive document. What the fuck did I just read?
You just read that you don't need no damn...
Oh, God. I could have sworn that's what it said. A law-abiding American citizen did not need a passport. So when I'm telling these folks that you don't need a passport to travel to Mexico, to Canada, to the Caribbean islands, that is because it's a... But we see how these documents have been altered. So I'm going to dig into it. Peep this. Under extraordinary circumstances, safe conduct have been issued to aliens. Even to our own citizens. This is how it's what? For purposes of travel in the United States. And occasionally passports for departure have been and are given to ministers or other officials of foreign governments. During the Civil War, no one was permitted to leave or enter the United States without a passport. So when did passport
during
given
that time
of the statement? These cases are exceptional and will be treated separately. They need not enter into correct defining of the regular American passport, a document sanctioned by more than a century of issuance, authorized by what statute? In its wording, this passport has not varied materially, and in the purpose of it, use it has not, in the purpose of its use, it has not varied at all. It is a document issued by the Secretary of State or under his authority by a diplomatic or consular officer of the United States abroad to a citizen of the United States stating his citizenship and requesting for him free passage and all lawful aid and protection during his patrol or sojourn in foreign lands. Open up your passport and look at what it says. Except for a brief period during the Civil War, it has never been regularly issued to other than American citizens. And it has always stated this citizenship. What do y'all think about that?
I tell you what, I think it's pretty interesting, right? I'm going to tell you why. So the points around the Civil War are definitely well taken. And the saying goes, you know, history doesn't repeat, but it rhymes, right? And I say that to say this because I also understand that prior to World War, probably one or two, I don't recall. But long story short is, you know, a lot of folks were traveling again without said passport, right? Until the big war happened, and apparently folks got confused. That's what I think.
Listen, at the end of the day, absolutely. At the end of the day, what it does is it provides, it was intended, originally intended for enemies of the state. So what am I talking about? When someone was captured in war, I dropped out of gems tonight. I don't even know if people do. Yo. In any instance, in war times, enemies of the states were given that document so that they could travel within country. Since they are foreigners to your country, therefore it emulates what we do today. So instead of this document being provided to being provided by the Secretary of State for non-citizens or non-Americans, if you will, they strip that away and require the rest of the governing world to provide their own citizens. Now that would class you as an enemy of your own country. I don't know if y'all feel.
Mm-hmm, I get that.
Oh,
that's wild.
And people are rushing to be further embed themselves as an enemy.
Because they're enemies of their own state, so to say.
And I gave them the act on that. I gave them the act. I'm scrolling through because I want to read. They have a history of the entire thing here that I can tell you exactly what the first passport was like and when it was issued and so on and so forth. I'm trying to get down to other information because they got a ton of them to see what else I wanted to add, right? Special passports and all of that. I don't. Of that. And here's part of this transcript. The passport ordinarily used contained a description of the bearer's person and reads as follows. To all to whom the president shall come greet, make sure you look into your passport. I, the unsigned Secretary of State of the United States, hereby request all whom it may concern to permit this man, a citizen of the United States, blank, safely and freely to pass in case of need to give that name all lawful aid and protection. That's exactly what's in your passport, a version of it, I say. Because it gets better. It does get better.
We're like Billy Mays. But wait, there's more.
There's more. I'm trying to tell you. Now, here's an interesting passage that says passports issued by other than federal authority. I didn't think you can get any damn passport other than from federal authority. These people is crazy. I'll just read this and I'll be gone. The Treaty of 1778 with France, which they say, which was the first made by the United States, provided for a form of passport to be given by the two governments to their respective vessels. To who? Their respective vessels. This is what I'm saying. But until 1856, there was no law restricting the granting of passports to federal authority. Okay. I need to read the book a little bit more. This is a whole book. So what evidence is required before you get a passport? So 1845, a notice was printed and distributed by the Department for the Information of Citizens of the United States about to visit four countries containing this state. To prevent delay in obtaining the passport, the application should be accompanied by such evidence that may show the applicant to be a citizen of the United States, when that fact is not already known to the Department of the United States.
Huh.
Subsequent circulations of instructions were also all to the effect, and it said something like this. They sometimes receive applications for passports from citizens of other countries. These are not regularly valid and should be granted only under special circumstances, as may sometimes occur in the same case foreigners come into the United States. So where does this non-citizen shit come from? I just read to y'all in an article just from Google that you're not born in Puerto Rico, Guam, or Smyrna Islands, or Virgin Islands, that you are not considered a non-citizen national. So why are these people applying for these applications? I'm going to air out a little bit more. Go ahead. You want to say something? Because I'm about to chop this shit up. I'm not going to read no more. I'm going to talk some bullshit.
Yeah, so if you're not from a territory, it does not apply to you.
That's what the idea would be, right, for those that are getting it confused, right? So peep this. This is what I want to point out. Everyone tells their listeners, their so-called followers, to apply for a DS-11. Then they tell them to, after they apply for the DS-11, or maybe during the same process, I guess, now I'm hearing a different story, right? They're saying don't say explanatory statement. At some point, they're saying say the explanatory statement. Let me air this out for everybody so they understand. The reason why y'all are all wrong is because you are filling out the wrong application. That's why y'all are wrong. Now, I don't agree with, let me be careful, coerce anyone to go get these so-called documents. Why? Bind you to their jurisdiction. So here's what everybody's going to think over. I'm on the road. I'm in Illinois, and cop pulls me over. I have 5 stars on my passport ID card. So I'm on the do not detain because that's what it says. Don't mess with them. Now, what happens when you run into the feds? and not the state police. I'll tell you what happened. They picked up. Quick, fast, and hurry.
Because they gave you them 4 and 5 stars, and when you do something wrong, they own your ass.
And what is it? Grand Theft Auto? The more the damn car,
Grand
the more
Theft Auto.
The more the damn police is chasing you. You're going down. Time.
You get those 5 stars, it's on.
It's on and popping. So here's my issue. Why are people transferring their allegiance from state to federal, not knowing that, and then at the same time using these fake IDs, I guess I have to call it, because they have no proof that they're non-citizen nationals outside of their what? Exclusory statement that they fill out. So this is a gap in the system, but at the end of the day, a passport issued by the Secretary of State identifies two things, that you are a fucking citizen. That's first of all. And then that you have, protections on the nationality. But first and foremost, it identifies you as a what?
Citizen. But even still, here's the third thing. You just transferred to an even tougher jurisdiction.
Oh, gosh. You don't know nothing about them boys up there. Huh? You don't know nothing about them boys up there.
Yeah, you
when
next.
They grab you, over. When they grab you, it's over. So I'm going to air it out tonight. Let's air it out. So people need, all right, here's what you need to do for all my people that want to go get a passport that is going to aid you. I'm going to air it out. Let's watch it. First of all, there's a DS-11, right? And you need to pull up that DS-11 form. And you need to complete that form without any extra added foolishness. What am I saying? Everybody tells you to submit a explanatory statement with that form. But here's the problem. Explanatory statement does not go with that form. Huh? I'm trying to pull up the form. Huh?
Nope. They have revised their form.
Oh, they changed the process now because people have been violating the DS-11.
Yep. So there's no.
You can't submit the explanatory statement with it anymore. They don't want it.
Mm-mm.
Ain't that some craziness? What year is that one that I'm looking at? This is. Oh, this is expiration date. They even got expiration dates on these things. 04/30/2025. And this one expires, so this got to be one of the most updated, right? Yeah. I just told you they changed it last year, actually, last June when it changed, right? Mm-hmm. So in this area it says eligibility to use the form. Let me blow it up so it can. Where are my glasses? Let's do my glasses. All right. So eligibility to use the DS-11. Let me just run through it real quick. I told y'all I'm going to talk some smack tonight. This form is used to apply for a U.S., a U.S., a U.S., a U.S., a U.S., a U.S. passport and or card in person at an accepted facility, a passport agency by appointment only, or a U.S. embassy, consulate, or consulate agency, if abroad, right? The U.S. passport is a travel document. Wait, let me repeat that. The U.S. is a travel document. Wait, the U.S. is a travel document attesting to one's identity and issued to U.S. citizens or non-citizen U.S. nationals. To be eligible to use this form, you must apply in person if at least one of the following is true. For my first passport, I'm under the age. My previous passport was either stolen, lost, or damaged, right? So you got to apply in person. Now, I'm going through the form. Now, watch this. If none of the above statements apply to you, then you may be eligible to apply using form DS-82 or another form DS-5504. for depending on your circumstances. Now, watch Mama just go ham for a second, because I know people think crazy, but I'm not crazy. What's the DS-826? If you get off the dome, I ain't pulling up. I'm just asking.
You said the DS-82?
The 82.
The DS-82, that is the name change, if I'm not mistaken.
Nope, that's not what we're talking about. That's what I'm trying to say. Nope. DS-882, what is this? You go through so much shit just to get a little PDF. I just want a copy of the PDF, y'all. Can you give me a... So, U.S. Passport Renewal Application is what it is.
Right?
So
the renewal.
Yeah, you good. But I already know you know where I'm going, but you know. So if it's a renewal, right? Because you already have a passport, you do a DS-11. You know how many people do that?
A lot of people don't know to do that.
All right. And then if it's the other way around, then it's 6504. But we're not there. All right. So steps to apply for the U.S. passport. Complete this form, attach one color photograph, schedule appointment, arrive for a track application, so on and so forth. Here's what they need. How to complete this form. Name. They want passport middle. The name to appear in the passport should be consistent with your proof of citizenship and identification. If you have changed your name and are not eligible to use a DS-7 or DS-5504, you must use this form. So if you change your name and you're not eligible to use any of those forms, they tell you to come back to this form. They want your date of birth. They want your address. They want place of birth. They want your social security number. And then people put zeros. We know that, right? Email, mailing addresses, so on and so forth, right? So proof of citizenship, here's what they want. And then proof applicants born outside the United States. So claiming citizenship through naturalization, that's one way. Claiming citizenship through birth abroad to at least one U.S. citizen parent. Ain't that crazy? Now they trick the system. Claiming citizenship through adoption by a U.S. citizen national. Proof of ID, of identification, driver's license, previous or current U.S. passport book, military identification, federal, state, or city government, certificate of naturalization or citizenship. So at the end of the day, even to just get these people to look at all this stuff, you're still providing them with domestic information? I'm going to get into it. Let me jump ship for a second.
That's nothing but a full list of minimal contacts.
So here's what people don't know. When you do a name change, as I already mentioned, right? Can I get the phone, please? Why are they doing this, yo? That's wonderful. And when you do a name change, right, then you have to do this form. But here's the catch, and this is why everyone's wrong. So the catch is, before you can do a 5504, you have to have done a DS-11. Did this say 5507? Oh, God.
Uh-oh. Did it change something? A new form?
No. It's just, I don't know what I'm reading right now. I opened the wrong form. I like this, though. I ain't even going to go. This one says C. U.S. citizen, non-citizen, U.S. national status. Let me stop. I'm trying to find. What? Mm-hmm. They won't give me a 5504, bro. I have one on my computer. I'm trying to just Google it, but they won't let me Google it. Oh, man. They're throwing me off my combo, too. Yeah, I am not finding.
Yeah, I'm looking through my files on my phone now.
Right here, I found one. Application for a U.S. passport. Name change, data correction, and limited passport book replacement. What's crazy is we have gurus teaching you to go into court to change your name, and then still telling you to go back and apply to a DS-11. wait, let me repeat what I'm saying so people understand. We have gurus teaching you to change your name in court. And in the same breath, they have you go back and complete a DS-11. Let me repeat it one more time just in case we got new listeners, newcomers coming in. I ain't checked no chat. I ain't been doing nothing, right? Let me just repeat it again just to make sure I got it. We got gurus teaching their people to change their name in court and still complete a DS-11. All right, let's see what this says. All right, for information, questions, inquiries, blah, blah, blah. The U.S. passports, either in book or card format, are issued only to U.S. citizens or non-citizen nationals. Obviously. Right? No aliens. Hello? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Each person must obtain his or her... Yeah, I know, I'm just teasing. His or her own passport book, right? The passport card is a U.S. passport issued in card format, like the traditional passport book. It reflects the bearer's origin and nationality and is subject to existing passports, laws, and regulations. What are we talking about? Unlike the passport book, the passport card is valid only for international travel by land or sea between the United States, Canada, Mexico, the Caribbean, and Bermuda. Yo, I'm so fucking in love with that one. I told y'all don't need a passport for Canada, Mexico, Caribbean, and Bermuda, bro. I'm reading this. Y'all not listening to me. It is not globally interoperable, sorry, and is not valid for travel by air to or from any foreign destination. So what is it good for? The passport card is valid only for international travel by land or sea. So if I want to cross over into Mexico, okay. All right, let me just pause right there. All right, so this is what it says. Can I use this form? I have had a change in my name and my most recent U.S. passport book or U.S. passport card was issued less than 1 year ago. What do they say? You gotta be what? Timely.
In a timely manner.
If you just changed your name, you needed to do a DS-11. My identifying information in my most recent U.S. passport and or U.S. passport card was printed incorrectly. So you change your name and they messed it up. You go back again. My most recent U.S. passport book was limited in validity and was issued less than 1 year ago. Right? If you answered no to all of these three statements above, stop. You cannot use this form. You just have to choose one. You must apply on the application DS-11 or DS-82 depending on the circumstances. Huh. What do I send with this application form? Because I don't know nothing. Your most recent U.S. passport book and or passport card. Didn't I tell you gotta have one?
Let me backtrack.
Before we even get there, they say, watch this. They say, warning. False statements made knowingly and willfully in passport applications, including affidavits or other documents submitted to support this application, are punishable by fine and or imprisonment under the provisions of 18 U.S.C. 101, 18 U.S.C. 5042, and or 18 U.S.C. 1621. Alteration or mutilation is punishable by fine, and they won't tell us what the fine and imprisonment is. They don't put it on for. You got to go investigate. So you got to give them your most recent passport. They need two recent color photographs, evidence to support a name change or other change in descriptive data. Now, what does it mean? If you have your name, go ahead, say it before I cut y'all off, because y'all know I'm a fast reader. I'm trying to get through some of this.
Yeah, I was saying it's like, see, that's the key thing. They're not going to tell you how much the fine is or the time that you're going to do in that situation because, again, like I said earlier, you are in a highest jurisdiction there. They're not playing with you.
Not playing. 5 stars. If your name has change, the name change document you must submit may be a certified copy or a complete and unaltered photocopy of your marriage certificate or court order showing a seal and official signature. If you are unable to document your name change in this manner, you must apply on the DS-11 application. That's for my people that don't go to court to change their name. No, I'm just kidding. Form by making a personal appearance. You got to talk. Ain't no ways around this. For agency, any federal, state, or county court of record, or any probate court accepting passport application. A post office which has been selected to accept passport application. You got to go to one of those places. You can do it at the post office, people. If there is a change or an error in the descriptive data in your recently issued passport, you can submit the appropriate evidence showing the correct. All documents will be returned to you with your passport. You heard about that? How many people get back their explanatory statements with their passport? Hold on. All right. If you are reapplying for your U.S. passport with limited validity, they give you something else. All right. This is just me scanning through it. But what's different with this? Here's what they say. How do I apply using this form? Complete sign and date. Send the form with your most recent U.S. passport. You know, they keep going back to the same thing. Any additional required evidence and two recent color photos. They want you to send it. The National Passport Processing Center Post Office Box in Philadelphia. It's the DeJure government. It's the DeJure government. I don't even know why I'm barking. I'm barking because I don't even know what they're doing. Let me keep going. Remittance of fees. Other use of social security numbers. In addition to reporting your social security number to Treasury, wait a minute, and using a connection with debt collection, wait a minute, the department checks social security numbers against list of persons ineligible. So what do they send your social to? The Treasury. What do they use it for? Collections of debt. Wait a minute. I'm just saying. Oh, God. All right. Applicants for lost and that's not what I'm looking for. Protect yourself against identity theft, act or conditions. Notice the applicants for official diplomatic or non-fee passports. They got a whole bunch of stuff in there. You know, I don't know if this one will have it because I don't see it. Because this is a 2008 version. But one of the versions I looked at talked about the explanatory statement. I'm not seeing it right now. I'm going to dig into it. But either way, they tell you right here, this one expired 2010. So I'm looking at an old form. It's not even relevant anymore. But they tell you right there, right, that you got to complete this application in person. Hello? I want y'all to pay attention.
So they can see you.
You got to go and show your face to get this de jure passport, as y'all want to put it. Because where's it coming from? Where's it coming from? Look, I declare on the penalty of perjury all of the following. I am a citizen or non-citizen of the United States and have not, since acquiring U.S. citizenship or nationality, performed any of the acts listed under acts and conditions, because you know you can't violate the laws. The statements made on the application are true and correct. This is your perjury statement. Okay. Anybody perjuring themselves? This section has to have name change evidence or whatever evidence that they're looking for. That's what they want. Please complete the following question regarding the current passport book. Put that in there. Was your identifying information printed incorrectly, if that's applicable? Was your most recent passport limited for 1 year or less? Why don't you give me an updated version, man? By the applicant. Okay. If any of the below mentioned acts or conditions have been performed, or applied to the applicant, information which applies should be lined out, what they tell you. So when you say you are a non-citizen national, that's what you cross out, and a supplementary exemplary state under oath, is what it is, and a supplementary explanatory statement under oath, confirmation by the applicant should be attached and made a part of the application. I'm going to do your thing because I'm stupid. So I'm going to pull up somebody's passport explanatory statement. I thought I was going to go in tonight. Yeah, I didn't believe you. Because I thought I was doing some shit.
Man.
So I'm not sure. No. This is crazy. I ain't going to give you all the details to this, but this is what they do, because this is what people do. This is the declaration that you have to make. So they give you the title, past explanatory, and go into right? Claim and declare, I am not sure have I ever been a U.S. citizen, a U.S. national, a citizen of the United States. This is what people teach, right? Then they go into all of this, right? I am a more free inhabitant and native Republic Democratic. Wait.
Can I say something? Nope.
I got to finish reading this fucking sentence before I jump in. This is a statement. I am a free inhabitant and native, this person is politically confused, Republican, Democratic of wait, more Aboriginal American national alien, but not wait. These are the things that y'all submit to these people. Guys, you can say what you want. I don't want to do shit no more. I don't. I don't want to step on those. I don't know what the fuck that.
Okay.
But say what you're saying. I want to hear what you have to say. I'm not going to read no more. That's the declaration they got people doing.
Yeah.
I'm a mole. Yo, let me tell you. Oh, my goodness. Go ahead, Six. Take us away, man. I don't want to say nothing else. I'm going to say a whole bunch of bullshit.
Explanatory statement. One key thing. I have not and never have I been a U.S. citizen. Okay, that statement can get you jammed up with them.
But it's a contradictory statement. You get a passport, my guy, that says what? You're a fucking citizen.
It's a citizen, but I want to take it a step further. And at any point, stop me because of the information that I'm going to spill out. Now, with that statement there, you have never been a U.S. citizen. Well, if your Social Security number is still being traded on and active during that time, you haven't taken over your birth certificate, my nigga. You still have been a U.S. citizen.
But why the misinformation or the disinformation? Why any of that? Why are people running around talking about their non-citizen now?
Can I ask a question?
It is a hot topic.
Yeah, go ahead, Jay. I want you to chime in. Go ahead.
I got a question, right? Only because I know a lot of people from that are actually from other countries, right? And I have never in my life heard it to whereas you are from a different country and you are going for a passport document from a different country unless you are a member of that new different country. You see what I'm saying? So to me, logically, just common sense, right? Logically, to me, it makes zero sense for somebody who is not a U.S. citizen to go underneath the U.S. umbrella to go and get a U.S.-related passport. Does that make sense?
Can I chime in on that?
Go for it.
You know why it don't make sense? Because they don't do it.
Right.
a lot of foreigners here, like Vietnamese and stuff, they have passports, but they have their Vietnamese passports. I've worked with some of them.
Right.
Yeah, they don't use our shit.
Yo, how do you provide authority with some shit that they gave you? Let me ask you a question. Maybe because I don't have a non-citizen national passport. Let me ask you a question. Does that passport say anything different than the regular citizen passport? I.e., example, that this is the property of the U.S. And if it's lost, stolen, or misplaced, it needs to be what? If it's found, returned to who? Just say your state immediately.
Sounds like you still under that jurisdiction to me.
I just want to make sure, because unless I'm confused, I've never seen one up close and personal to go through all of this stuff, right? But this is everybody's sharing. This is what they're doing, and I'm saying at any point can these people come and take things from you? Can they come back and confiscate that ID from you?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a document that don't belong to you.
It doesn't.
It don't, man. It's like, stop. Leave that shit alone. Stop getting it. Stop going after it.
But everyone has it. Everyone swears by it. What's amazing to me is I don't have it, and I enjoy the same rights of not being harassed on the road. I'm going to read this. It comes up. I'm on travel.gov, and this is what it says. Certificate of non-citizen nationality. The Department of State occasionally receives requests for certificate of non-citizen nationality status pursuant to the Immigration Act that I already went through, right? As the title of the certificate indicates, only a person who is a non-citizen U.S. national, i.e., a U.S. national, but not a U.S. citizen, may apply for such a certificate. As defined by the INA, Immigration Nationality Act, all U.S. citizens are U.S. nationals, but only a relatively small number of persons acquire U.S. nationality without becoming U.S. citizens. Huh. They go through the section. National, a permanent allegiance to the state. National of the United States includes all U.S. citizens as well as persons who, though not U.S. citizens or citizens of the U.S., hold permanent allegiance to the United States. In parentheses, non-citizen nationals. So when I'm fucking reading these codes to y'all and I'm losing my shit because it just clearly told you that even if you're a non-citizen national, who do you? I pledge allegiance to the, what? I did what? I pledge allegiance to the, hold on. I pledge allegiance to the, wait a minute. INA confers U.S. nationality but not U.S. citizenship on persons born in an outlying possession of the United States or born of a parent or parents who are non-citizen nationals whom certain physical presence or residence requirements. The term outlining possessions of the United States is defined as American Samoa and Swain Islands. No other statutes define any other territory or any of the states as outlying possessions. Wait a minute. That's contradictory to what them wrote in their own statute. Wait a minute. You know what they did? What happened to the U.S. Virgin Islands? What happened to Puerto Rico? They're not outlining questions? Ooh, wait a minute. All right, Public Law 94-241 provides for certain inhabitants of the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands who became United States citizens by virtue of Article 3 of the Covenant to opt for non-citizen national status. So that's another area.
Hold on. As the department receives few requests, there is no justification for creation of a non-citizen national certificate. That's why they don't have one. Designating a separate document that includes anti-fraud mechanism was seen as an inefficient expenditure of resources. Excuse me. The department determined that those who would be eligible to apply for the certificate may instead apply for a United States passport that would delineate and certify their status as a national but not a citizen of the United States. But this is what just keeps confusing me. If a person believes he or she is eligible under the law as a non-citizen national of the United States and the person complies with the provisions, right, he or she may apply for a passport at any of the passport agencies. When applying, the applicant must execute DS-11 and show documentary proof of their non-citizen national status as well as their identity. Now, that doesn't include the name change. That's why they told you DS-11. Pay attention. Pertinent sections of law on non-citizen nationality. A person who claims to be a national but not a citizen of the United States may apply to the Secretary of State for a certificate of non-citizen national status. Upon proof of the satisfaction of the Secretary of State that the applicant is a national but not a citizen of the United States, and in the case of a non-citizen national born outside of the United States for outlining proceedings taken and subscribing before the immigration officer of the United States or its possession to the oath of allegiance required of an applicant for naturalization. So national means persons owing permanent allegiance to a state. That's just a regular national. State includes the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, Guam, and the Virgin Islands of the United States. Mm. Unless otherwise provided, a person born in outlying possession, a person born outside the United States, a person of unknown parentage found in an outlying possession, a person born outside of the United States, during which the national parent was one outside of the United States, at least 5 years of which we're after attaining the age of 14 years, right? These are the provisions for you to be able to apply for. What does it say? I'm here already. When I watch this, any person who becomes a citizen of the United States solely by virtue of the provisions in 301, applying to those born in or residing in Northern Mariana Islands, may within 6 months, okay, so this is after they pledge allegiance, right? Becoming a citizen. Okay, yeah. After that effective date of that section or within 6 months after reaching the age of 18, whichever is latter, become a national but not a citizen of the United States by making a declaration on oath before any court established by the Constitution or laws of the United States or any other court of record in the Commonwealth in the form of as follows. I, so-and-so, being duly sworn, hereby declare my intent to be a national but not a citizen of the United States. That's all of it. But you know what? At least to who? Oh, God. All right, y'all. I think we're about to run out of time. Any last comments? We got a couple of minutes left. Any last comments?
Yes. Get rid of them damn passports. Stop getting them, please.
So here's the next question. If I'm not going to use a passport, then what am I going to use to travel?
That's a million-dollar question right there.
Well, I got the answer. I got $1 billion. Right? We ain't going to go too deep. I got that billion-dollar answer. I promise you I do. Right? I promise you I do. But I appreciate y'all, man, as always, for tuning in.
No,
I'm going to try to keep going a little bit more live into this. And see where we can go. But I'm going to try to set up the YouTube thing. I'm going to do a free webinar in a couple weeks. It's probably going to be like a $10 cover charge to reserve your seat. And I'm going to go over this whole name change protocol so people can get this right, because people are still running into these facilities trying to get these parental approval, right? Patria Potesta, the state is their daddy, right? So they still trying to get their daddy's approval. Oh, God. They just going to the wrong daddy. That's it, y'all. Let me tap out. We got a minute and change left. I'm going to just end a little early. Appreciate y'all, fellas, as always, man. Thanks again. All right. Peace.
No doubt.
Peace. Appreciate it.